this is dealing with is dealing with hope, but at the end is a chase movie, and I think it has the excitement of a chase film. If you want to see it as in terms of an action film, we have a bunch of set pieces. Now, those set pieces are not just set pieces for the sake of, okay, it's, we have run 7 minutes and now we need the next explosion, but rather these set pieces are very organic in the drama of this, with the dramatic elements of the story. They are very integrated. So the action scenes are not action scenes per se, because they become more like emotional scenes. Rather a science fiction film, Children of Men is a chase movie set in the future. A future that actually resembles a lot with today. But in essence, yes, it's a chase movie. It's a chase movie that is dealing with a lot of issues, but it's a chase film. Part of the reasons we choose to tell Children of Men in very fluid long takes, or non-fluid long takes, because sometimes we have very non-fluid long takes, was to take advantage of the element of real time. We decided not to, in terms of what you see, not to see the future, but try to recognize the present. But together with that, we took this more this documentary approach, as if you were just following characters with your DV camera in the year 2027.
Was later beaten to death by the angry crowd. Born in 2009, the son of Marcelo and Silvia Ricardo, a working class couple from Mendoza, he struggled all his life with the celebrity status thrust upon him as the world's youngest person.
Diego Ricardo, the youngest person on the planet, was 18 years, 4 months, 20 days, 16 hours, and 8 minutes old.